we still weren't getting anywhere with that territory manager. The guy we bought the stuff from still wasn't returning phone calls, so we started reaching out to calling headquarters. And we got in touch with this lady named Diane Hughes, which is, we found out, is the head of sales operation for North America. And she said, I'm going to get to the bottom of it, and I'm going to get the ball rolling. Well, you know, a couple weeks went by, and, you know, honestly, nothing really ever took place. She would never call us back and say what the status was. So time went by, and, you know, we still weren't overly concerned because there was still plenty of time to get the job done. But we moved forward and got to the flood issue. And at that point, we were out all this money. You know, we lost all of our crops, and frankly, we didn't need the bin because we didn't have a crop. So we started calling and trying to see how we could get out of it. And they said, well, you'll have to pay a restocking fee. And we said, okay, well, what's that restocking fee? They would never give us a price. So it went back and forth, and they ended up ultimately saying, well, you're out that deposit, and you'd have to pay this restocking fee, but they would never give us the deal. So this was with the territory manager, and ultimately they never gave us restocking fee, and we got to the point where we just said, put up the bin, send it to us, and we'll put it up regardless, because we figured out that we were out this money, and we assumed that Sukup would stand behind that deposit, even though they never received it because that dealer never paid it on our behalf. So at this point, we're rolling through May, and we get into early June, and we're still nowhere on this deal. So I actually had a couple hundred acres of wheat that was in a different location that wasn't flooded. Was on the combine there for several days and had some free time pretty much to make some phone calls. So I just started calling up to headquarters, and through social media and websites, you can find the owners of the company pretty easily. And I just called and would ask for Steve Sukup, which is the CEO, and they'd say, is he expecting a phone call? I'd say, I doubt it, but I really need to speak with him. I got an issue here in Oklahoma. And they'd say, well, I'll send you to a secretary. So I'd get to a secretary. She wouldn't answer, so I'd leave voicemail. I'd immediately hang up, call back, say, I need to speak with Emily Schmidt, which is Steve's daughter, and she's the head of legal counsel and part owner of the company. And they'd say, is she expecting a phone call? I'd say, I doubt it, but I need to speak with her. So they'd do the same thing, send me to her secretary. Her secretary wouldn't answer. I'd leave voicemail. And I just stayed on it for about a week. And I'd call multiple times a day and ask for the same person. And eventually, you know, they got enough voicemails that they said there's something going on. So they called back. And Emily told me, she said, well, I'll give you a call back tomorrow and we'll get something going on this. She never called me back. The next day, Steve called me back. I told him my story, you know, what all had took place. This guy hadn't done anything. The territory manager's not doing anything. What do we need to do? He said, I hadn't heard of this. I said, well, I find that hard to believe that your daughter is on the board there with you and she has full knowledge of it. But anyways, he said, well, I'll call you back. We'll get to the bottom of it. He never called back, never got to the bottom of it. So they sent, eventually, the territory manager down. And his idea of what we would do to handle the situation is they would bring in a new dealer, which they did bring a new dealer in from Kansas. He came down and met with us, looked at the bids, and ultimately, that what they told us they would do is he would take over the job for Stan, but the contract would be between that new dealer. So that new dealer ended up saying, well, there's no way I can do it for this price. What you'll have to do is, to get your bin delivered, wire us money, funds for the material of this bin, and we'll release it. And on top of that, that new dealer out of Kansas was going to charge us $29,000 more. And we're going to have to rely on Stan, which we bought the bin, to deliver us $35,000 worth of aftermarket parts. And we said, well, how are you going to get that out of him whenever he won't do this job right now? And they said, well, we're going to freeze his account with us, and he's no longer going to be able to get any bins. We said, okay, well, maybe that'll work. Maybe he'll come up with it.